So good morning to everyone. Good morning to the web surfers who are watching us. And this is the very last session of the Chair of Informatics and Computational Sciences of this year, which was dedicated to the personalized digital patient. And this last session is an international symposium entitled From Medical Images to Computational Medicine, which will present a part of the state of the art in medical image computing and organ modeling for a better understanding of the human anatomy and the human physiology for a more preventive, predictive, and precise personalized medicine, the four P's. This symposium is concluding a series of sessions on the personalized digital patient, where we had an inaugural lecture, which I gave on the 10th of April, 8 courses, 16 seminars, which presented the algorithmic, mathematical, and biophysical foundations of medical image computing for what we call computational medicine, that is computer-assisted diagnosis, computer-assisted prognosis, and computer-assisted therapy. So I presented at the inaugural lecture this overall picture of the digital patient, where we have a number of computational models of the human body. These computational models are digital representations and algorithms which reproduce in silico, that is on the computer, the anatomy and the physiology of the human organs. And these algorithms are based on models. These models are mathematical models, biological models, physicochemical models at various scales. These models are generic, and when they are confronted to in vivo images of a specific or singular patient, they can be personalized, customized to a given patient. And when a computational model is personalized, it can be projected back on the images and signal to produce a quantitative and objective analysis of the images. This is computer-aided diagnosis. It can be used to predict an evolution. This is for computer-aided prognosis. And it can be used also for the planning, for the simulation, even for the control of an intervention. And this is computer-aided therapy. And this was very well illustrated in the operating room of the future, for instance, at the IHU of Strasbourg, where preoperative images can be used to create computational models of patients, which can be used to plan and simulate, possibly with virtual reality tools, the intervention. And then the therapy, which can be robotized, can make use of intraoperative images with augmented reality tools. So how to present the current research in computational medical imaging science? It can be done through a combination of fundamental models and algorithms driven by important clinical applications. And I take this opportunity to make some advertisement for the book edited by Nikos Paragios recently. And so we retrieve this combination of models, algorithms, and clinical applications first into the 8 courses, which were dedicated to registration of images, segmentation of images, construction of statistical atlases, introduction of the temporal dimension, computational oncology, in vivo microscopic imaging, the personalized computational heart, and virtual reality simulation and perspectives. So I am sure you noticed a progression in these courses, at least in the length of the titles, but also we've seen a progression in the type of models on which the algorithms are built, describing both the computational anatomy and computational physiology dimensions of the personalized digital patient. So the 8 courses were followed by 2 seminars. Each of the course was followed by 2 seminars. And you have here the list of all these seminars, which completed the presentation of the courses. And all of them are available on the website of the college, both in French and dubbed in English. So we'll retrieve this combination of algorithms, models, clinical applications in the symposium of today. And this symposium will have 4 sessions. 2 sessions this morning, followed by a short break, separated by a short break, and 2 sessions this afternoon. And after the last session this afternoon, we will have an open discussion between all the speakers and the audience. So if you have questions to the speakers, please take a note of it, keep it until the very last session of this evening. So this concludes my introduction. I thank you for your attention, and I will introduce the first speaker.